This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, January 7th. God's word to you today is evaluate. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 40, verse 5, and it says, O Lord, my God, you have done many miracles for us. Your plans for us are too numerous to list. If I tried to recite all your wonderful deeds, I would never come to the end of them. Your path is unique. You have to accept it because it is God's unique process for you. Why should the man always get the biggest piece of meat in the house? A lady asked. It is interesting how we worry ourselves for what is not sometimes. If we would just embrace our destinies, our paths, we will become more powerful people. Some men worry about being the only one to shoulder the financial responsibility of the family. Why can't the woman do it? You are the man. Embrace it. When you keep thinking like that, you will never have enough. But when you embrace it as your calling, your destiny, the truth is, you will have more than enough. Say amen. Amen. Your wife and your children will be praying for you, and God will hear their prayers. Some men insist that it has to be split 50-50. Yes, I agree. 50% from you, and the other 50% from you. Do not get me wrong. I'm aware that there are many different models. I know that there is nothing wrong with a woman contributing to the finances of the family. But my advice is, just wake up and smell the coffee. Otherwise, you will keep feeling that you're not good enough, keep feeling inadequate, and keep feeling guilty. Your path is unique. Just accept it. It is God's unique process for you. To cheer up when change looks distant, you must embrace the big picture. Cooperate with the master artist and accept God's unique process for you. The fourth thing you need to do is appreciate the master's work. The master artist is God. I once took off one shoe while preaching for illustration. The people that noticed were fixated on finding the shoe, so they missed out on everything I said that day because they were looking for the shoe that was not missing. Even though I had one shoe on, they did not see it or thank God that at least I had one shoe. Most people do not think like that. People mostly focus on what is missing, and because of that, people do not stop to really appreciate what God is doing in their lives. It is a brand new year, and God is doing a lot of huge things in our lives already. But most of the time, we just run through the year without actually stopping to see God's hands. That must change. You should not be consumed with what is undone. You have to stop and see what God is doing in your life and appreciate God's work. If you visit an art gallery and just walk by the art, the artist usually gets very offended because the artist has spent years on the artwork. To get the best from your time in the gallery, you need to stop, look, and ask questions to appreciate what the artist has done. Otherwise, you will not be impacted. When you stop and soak in the beauty of the work, you will leave transformed. This is what God wants us to do in our lives. Just pause and see what God is doing. Slow down. Look carefully at what God is doing in and with your life. Stop evaluating your life and see God's hand. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I see your hand. I am grateful for what you have done and all you are still doing. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.